Go.
Good morning. It's Sunday, the 29th of November. 23 years married.
Is, what about a welcome to the bet slip? Welcome to the FTS bet slip.
Just said it.
Yes, special guest appearance. He's made an appearance, old Sammy girl. We are, yes, it is our anniversary. 23 years she's been lucky enough to have me by her side. Well, 28 we've been together, but married 23 years today. Boy's birthday yesterday. 23 years today, and it's all a bit shit, isn't it?
A little bit.
Can't do anything, can't go anywhere, can't see Ari. Waiting for a dog, can't see our son. It's all shite.
Yep. But I got a new Hoover.
You did get a new Hoover, yeah. What is good about that is I told them you got a new Hoover, and a guy called Keith took it very seriously.
Did he?
Said that, I got you a new Hoover.
Did you not tell him about the iron I had 1 year as well?
Yeah, I bought you an iron 1 year.
And a Karcher.
Yeah, the Karcher you wanted, to be
I
fair.
Did,
I did. The iron I wrapped up in jest. The Hoover, of course, is not your Christmas present, despite what you think, Keith. And I'm going to treat you today to Tottenham Chelsea.
Wow.
Yeah. I took you to Tottenham Chelsea for Mother's Day.
You did, yeah. I think at my birthday.
Yeah, we went to Tottenham Chelsea. Yeah, never win, do we? But what's your prediction? Because you predicted last week that City would beat Tottenham would beat City.
I did, yes.
Which I was quite impressed with. I think Tottenham are going to lose to Chelsea today. Saxe's his usual positive self.
I think they're going to pummel Chelsea today.
You think Tottenham are going to pummel Chelsea
today? I do.
Today? Fuck yeah. Oh, no. Well, I hope you're right. Any basis for that?
I just have a feeling.
Okay. There you go. Lump on Tottenham, whatever the odds are. What are we? We're about 3.5, something like that.
Yeah. I reckon it's going to be over 3 goals.
What, the match is going to be over 3 goals, or Tottenham are going to be over 3 goals?
Tottenham will be.
You think Tottenham are going to score more than 3 goals? We're 3.65. The over 2.5 goals match is 1.86. And you think Tottenham are going to get three or more on their own?
Yeah.
Really? Flipping it. Don't know much about football, do you?
Nope. I'm an Exeter City fan, what can I say?
Yeah, like, did they win yesterday? They beat Jules, didn't they? They beat the Jules in the FA Cup.
Oh, there's a conflict.
Yeah, they beat Jules in the FA Cup. The old local Kent team. I know, don't like Kent, is it? COVID. What else? Got anything else for the troops? I'm cooking you nice lamb shanks. Got
you
up
are.
This morning, started
yeah.
there.
Well, and you've saved the red wine, the rest of the red wine for yourself.
Well, a little glass of red vino. Nice to drown my sorrows when Chelsea beat Spurs.
Yeah, we've got little Izzy arriving in a week to 10 days.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good fun.
That's your Christmas present.
Thanks ever
sorted.
So much. Cheers. Lovely.
And beautiful. It's been nearly a year since we lost Honey.
It is, yeah. Nearly a year.
These girls break you, don't they?
We're going to be about a year exactly, aren't we, without a dog. And then I'll have Izzy to keep me company when you sod off to Malta. The 28th,
weeks
wherever long you go.
Wow, the weather's better out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm pleased for you.
And there's an even cuter person out there. For
what,
me to see. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I am cute, though, aren't I?
Sometimes. Especially near Christmas.
Yeah, nice. Nice, I see your angle. Near me. Right.
I've got 7 to do.
Right, you go and do your sewing, whatever you're making.
Hope everybody has a nice Sunday and all their nice roast dinners and things.
Yeah, we've got lamb shank. Oh, we're going to do the Christmas dinner comp again, aren't we?
Yes.
We'll judge that.
Yes.
We'll have
and
details of that.
I have to say, the most important thing on any roast dinner is the potatoes.
Yeah.
The crispiness, the colour.
Yeah.
But they'll have to be homemade, like Christmas dinners, and it has to be turkey.
Yeah, I agree. It has to be turkey. Good roast spuds, semolina on them.
And pigs in blankets.
Yeah. Decent gravy as well. You've got to have decent gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then you want to do a Boxing Day one for the best bubble and squeak.
Yeah, because bubble and squeak is my favourite, as you know.
They can't beat me on bubble and squeak. There's
Christmas dinner is the best Christmas dinner of the year. and Bubble is the second.
Yeah, there's not a man alive who can beat my Bubble and Squeak.
No, that's very true. It's very special.
There is not a man out there.
As are you.
They'll all be claiming it, but there's not a man. But yeah, Chris Wilkinson won the crown last year. I only gave him his prize in about October.
Okay, well, that's the kind of year we've had.
Yeah, but we'll run that. I'll talk you all through how to cook a perfect Christmas dinner, and then Sammy will judge that, and we'll have a Bubble one on Boxing Day. Right, go and do your thing. I'm going to give them some NFL bets, a bit of football, and we'll...
And at least you got the right day today.
Yeah, very funny, yeah. Bye. Sod off, see you later. Have Come on, day. You Spurs. Bye. Right, what we got? Let's do Fußball first. Football. It's 11:18. First half goal at Nuremberg. So if it's 0-0 late on, a first half goal at Nuremberg. What else have I got? Hold on a second. Hold on. Bear with me. I've got a couple of little bits that I can give you. And then we've got over 2.5 at Nice versus Dijon. I would drip that in through the first sort of 10, 15 minutes. Nice, Dijon over 2.5. And kicking off at the same time, I'll give him both as they're both at the same time, is Fenerbahce Besiktas. So both those over 2.5, drip it in, and then you can remove your liability or green up or whatever as the goals go in. So a first half goal at Nuremberg, over 2.5 at Nice, and Fenerbahce both kicking off at 4. NFL, all sorts going on with the NFL. Broncos haven't got a quarterback. 49ers are COVID ridden, or the area is, so just be careful. So I've got 3 today. LA Chargers +4.5 at Buffalo, 10-11. Miami -6.5 at New York Jets, 10-11. And Tennessee +1.5 at Indianapolis, 11-10. Yeah, I mean, a bloodbath last week for me on these, but let's hopefully get 3 out of 3 there tonight. No pod horses on a Sunday. They've been treading water a little bit. And the Chrissy's bets of the day are on the Telegram group. Other than that, 23 years. Flipping dearie me. Isn't she lucky? I'll enjoy your day, and I'll be back with you all for what could be a long, judging by the Telegram group yesterday, a long Mindset Monday. I've got to be careful not to go off on one. Interesting. Right, interesting. You learn about people. I actually enjoy the part of it, enjoy the psychology of people in general, and how people act and what they do. It intrigues me. But there we go. Right, so have a good Sunday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.